conservatism, patriotism, integrity. It's the right way for America. 1360 97.5 WTAQ. This is the Schrader Show.
Welcome back to the Schrader Show. I am your host, Steve Schrader. We are privileged, and Peter, appreciate you holding with us through those breaks. Now we've got a longer segment to get into, so I so appreciate your time here today. So I wanted to thank you for that first and foremost. We were talking about the cowardly, effeminate Speaker of the House, Robin Voss. Go ahead and talk about how he is behind all of this and how he's behind not fixing it.
Well, as I mentioned, he's the one who created this back in 2015. It's in the statutes that the Wisconsin Election Commission was created. And pointing out, he set it up so no one can be held accountable. And I mean that there's six people on the board, so you're always going to have a 3-3 split between three Republicans and three Democrats. And pointing out, I don't even believe it's constitutional, because Robin Voss is the one who is appointing some of those commissioners. Well, if it's a government executive agency, that's up to the governor to appoint, not Robin Voss from the assembly. But that shows again how his fingers are in controlling everything.
Oh, absolutely. Has there ever been legislation proposed, but Robin Voss would never let it get off the ground?
There were some 22 election reform bills presented to Tony Evers. He unfortunately vetoed every one. But even those didn't go far enough. They weren't strong. They were watered down, in my opinion. And they wouldn't have fixed the real problem. But I want to get back to, if we could, is Robin Voss is denying the election fraud. And even though he's on video saying it, he said that for the camera. He didn't really believe it behind closed doors. And he interfered with the Justice Gableman investigation. He knew by state law, the subpoenas, for example, needed to be signed by State Assemblywoman Janelle Branchon, because she was the head of the Elections Committee for the Assembly. Well, Voss just went right to Gableman, knowing that the subpoenas would be invalid and challenged easily in law in the courts, and that's exactly what happened. And the other thing is, he started Gableman with about $75,000, which is a pittance if you're running a full-blown statewide investigation. I mean, at least $1 million, if not $2 to $3 million, should have been provided up front. So there was a good year that was completely wasted because there just wasn't any funding and you didn't have any staff, Justice Gableman did. So Voss rigged it that way, okay? Because I know from the inside, that's what he did. He rigged it so Gableman could not get to what the information that he needed to get to conduct a real investigation.
Oh yeah, and you're absolutely right. I mean, I know, because I've talked to a lot of people too in the assembly, and make no mistake about it. First of all, even when he finally agreed and appointed Gableman, which I think he got more than he bargained for when he put Justice Gableman on there, because Justice Gableman, I've met him a few times, and you know what? He is absolutely a man of integrity, and I gotta tell you, he just, you know, I trust Mike Gableman. He a good guy who was trying to get to the truth, and like you said, Robin Voss threw obstacles at him all the time. I want to get to something that you called factional programming, where 31,000 addresses where the zip codes were changed of the of the voters before the election, and then those zip codes were changed back 2 weeks later you know, what? Talk about what happens to those ballots, those 31,000 ballots.
Well, first off, I need to clarify that that was not in our state. But we help create and are using the fractal programming system with Jay Valentine out of Austin, Texas.
Okay.
And in short, it's like having a supercomputer. It's wonderful to use. It's making leaps and bounds in detecting election fraud, especially this coming year. It's really going to shine, where we're going to be tying in all the property tax records of an entire state to the voter registration records and doing snapshot analysis. And it's faring it. They've already done it for a couple of counties down in Texas, and it's been working phenomenal. But to answer your question about the 31,000, what happened, I believe that was out in Nevada, they could see when the mailing season began for their election in that state, 31,000 zip codes were changed, okay? And by the registration system, somebody, again, is in there making changes. So the clerks mail out the ballots. Of course, they get rejected because it's the wrong zip code. And then they were intercepted at the, some of them, not all, at the U.S. Postal Sorting Center. And some bad guys took them out of the reject bin, and then they took them wherever, filled them out, and put them back into the system. And they come, they show up at the clerk's office, and she or he has no clue of what happened. So then you talk to that clerk, and you say, well, there's election fraud here. And she says, no, there isn't. And she has no clue of what happened in between of the story that I just told you. Then 2 weeks later, the system switched those zip codes back to their original zip codes.
Unbelievable. And I want to go back to the database for just a second. One of the things that I want to hit on, because I'm telling you, and I know it gets back to Voss and gets back to the rhinos, but guess what? I'm not running for office, so I don't care. When you talk about this information being changed in the database, people should understand. Any clerk across the state. So let's say I'm Celestine Jeffries, I can go in and change voter information up in Langlade County, and it's not siloed. Meaning, okay, if you're the clerk in one county, say Langlade County, you should be doing it in Langlade County, not, you know, across the state. These clerks can change or you know, do whatever with information in counties, and nobody seems to know about it, correct?
Exactly. Now, it's nowhere near siloed like Megan Wolf would like to lead you to believe.
Right.
And you can have a, say, the Rock County clerk down in Beloit make a change to a voter registration up in Ashland, Wisconsin. And that is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
What a poor quality database for security and cybersecurity. It's horrible.
Unbelievable, Peter. The work that you're doing on this is fantastic. Couple final thoughts, and then I'll let you go so that you can prepare for a happy new year. But any other things that you would like the audience to know? I certainly want to have you back. If you're in the Green Bay area on a Saturday, feel free to get in touch with me, and we can certainly have you in studio. Any other, you know, facts that you want the listeners to know?
Well, there's two things there's 72 projects, like I said, that we've identified with major problems. But there's two things I'll leave you with, is that one is mentioned, we have to clean up and keep clean the voter registration list. That's a major project. We're working on it. We could always use more help. The second is we have to stop all the donations, especially from the rich big donors to the RNC and the GOP, because the ones running the Republican Party right now in the state of Wisconsin are laughing at us denying election fraud when they actually know it's happening behind the doors. And the only way they're going to stop and listen is to cut off the money supply.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. That is the only thing they care about, because they understand that without, you know, it's like everything. It's like a lot of things in life, right, Peter? Follow the money, you know?
Correct. And follow the money, yes.
And if and I said this before the election, I said, look, if you've got the resources and you're going to give to candidates, give directly to the candidates, you know, especially in the November election. I encouraged everybody I could, especially for Ron Johnson, because he was so critical to get him back in the United States Senate. I said, give to the Republican candidates that you want, and then go ahead and give to your county parties, depending on the county. You know what I mean? You're right. These donations to the state Republican Party, absolutely, when you've got Robin Voss leading the assembly, you're wasting your money.
You have to cut off the money supply to them so they sit up and listen and take real action. So we are working on that directly. We're targeting the top 50 donors to Robin Voss, to his pay-to-play scheme of RACC, R-A-C-C, and also to the RNC. So we're targeting those people specifically with the hard facts, with photos, documents, whistleblowers, eyewitness testimony. And we're going to cut off the money supply to the Republicans, the RNC, and Robin Voss.
So how can folks help you? Like, I mean, how can they help you with can they help you with donations? Can they help you with help you with actual, you know, work on cleaning up the database? Tell us how folks can help you if they'd like to help you.
Right now, donations would help, because all of this costs money. It's from the data to the computer power to just typical filling the tank with the gas. And so donations at electionwatch.info would be very much appreciated.
Well, Peter, we will certainly do that. We will certainly have you back on, because I don't care that it's going to be 2023 and whatever it is, less than 12 hours. I don't care. We're going to stay on this because it's our republic at stake. And Peter, thank you so much for joining me today, for all the time you've spent with us, and for everything that you're doing to get to the bottom of it. And more importantly, to put a stop to it and to resolve it, Peter. I thank you so much, and I'd like to wish you a happy and blessed new year.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome. Peter Berninger, again, folks, if you can, and I know times are tough right now, and with Brandon in office, they're going to get a lot tougher. But if you can help Peter and his team in this effort, I would encourage you to. Again, his website is electionwatch.info. That's electionwatch.info. You're listening to The Schrader Show. Back in a minute.